Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip, how do you connect to the spiritual realm and how this increases and strengthens our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how to connect to the spiritual world or the spiritual realm, and of course, how this relates to our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, and the Glorified. Now, of course, it makes sense that one of the things that we are going to have to do, if we want to connect to the spiritual realm, is to detach ourselves from the worldly realm. Now, the spiritual realm, of course, is one where one is connected to it via the strengthening of the spirit or the strengthening of the soul or the strengthening of the ruh, as it is known in Arabic. So the stronger that one's ruh and spirit and soul becomes, the easier it is to connect to the spiritual realm. And of course, what is also interesting is that this spiritual realm, this spiritual world, of course, this world which includes the hereafter and the Day of Judgment, and of course the resurrection from the grave, all of these things are in a realm which is separate from this material worldly realm. Now, that does not mean that it is a separate realm like two different planets, for example, but a separate realm in the sense where you can physically see the material worldly realm that's in front of you, all these different objects. But this spiritual realm is in tandem and it is along with this worldly realm. So, for example, angels are present, right? The shuhada, the martyrs are alive. They are present. Allah is present in this very realm. But it is a realm which is veiled by materialism and can only be seen when one detaches themselves from the world and you connect to the ghaib or the unseen, the spiritual realm. Now, of course, the more that one conducts the various ubudiyas related to the Almighty Allah, the different kinds of worship and servitude and obedience to the Almighty Allah, they start to become closer to the spiritual realm. And so one of the things that is important, again, as we have said, is to detach ourselves from the world. That is one of the ways in which we can connect to that spiritual realm. And so in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. Please stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Sign. أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
So what happens is when we get too busy with the world, when prayer time comes 5 times a day, we are distracted. We're so busy with the world. Adhan was recited. Allahu Akbar. Oh, yeah, I gotta stop. Hold on. I gotta go pray. Usually we wait till it's the last. People ask, when is it qadha? People ask, brother, when does it become qadha? So why don't you ask, when is salah time? Why are you asking when does it end? He says, well, I'm just going to take it to the last second, you know, because I'm just so busy. I said, alhamdulillah, at least you're praying, but worry about the beginning of prayer. Beginning of prayer is where everything is. You can give time to the beginning of the prayer, Allah will make everything easy. Your business will go easy. The bala will be reduced. Believe me, you will think that other person you're going to negotiate with is going to be a headache for you. You pray on time, it becomes a piece of cake. He signs by the dotted line, says, wow, was that easy? Allah says, you took a step to me. I make it easy for you. So what do? We're distracted. So when salah comes, I'm distracted. So I'm in qunut, I'm reading my stock, figuring out where my portfolio is. I go into ruku, oh, I need to call that person. You go into sujood, yes, I forgot that person. Before you finish, you don't remember what you recited. Because the world is a distraction for us. So during salah, the world, actually I use the word, salah becomes the distractor. I'm so in love with this thing, the world, that when prayer came, I had to give it some respect. So I stopped concentrating on the world temporarily, but I'm so in love with it that I'm giving half heart on this time. It's exactly like, imagine if I'm talking to a brother and I'm very interested in the conversation, I'm engaged, and somebody comes and taps on my shoulder and says, brother, can I ask you a question? You look at him and say, sure. And he's talking, your mind is there. You're giving half attention here because you have to show respect, but your mind is there. This is why prayer is so shallow in most of us. We're so distracted by the world that Allah says, Al-Hakum al-Takathur. Abundance diverts you. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you come to the graves. Islam is a beautiful religion, brothers and sisters. And salah is the iconic symbol. And Imam Hussein on the night, they do dhikr, they pray, and they seek grace from Allah. This should resonate in our hearts. If we don't pray, we should pray. If we're praying, we should get closer to Allah. Say, how can I concentrate? The concentration is, if during the day, before prayer time, I took time to reflect on Allah, about Allah's grace, and I took time to take account of His mercy, and I was grateful to Allah, we will become like that individual who's thirsty towards water. And water here becomes prayer. You can't wait for the prayer. And then the beloved comes to you at the time of salah, at the time of adhan, the beloved now has opened the door and says, come, talk to me. I have allowed you entry into my dominion to talk to me.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So in continuation to what we were saying, which was this idea of how do we connect to the spiritual realm, this realm of the unseen, this alamul ghaib, this realm of the unseen. Now, of course, we had said in the previous segment that one of the important things that needs to be done if we want to connect to the spiritual realm, or let's say in another way, if we want to strengthen our soul and our ruh, our spirit, is to detach ourselves from the world. This detaching ourselves from the world does not mean that we do not have relationships in our life, whether it's a relationship with our parents or our spouses or our children, or that we cut ourselves from society, we go live in some kind of a jungle or a cave or a mountaintop. This is not what is meant by detaching ourselves from the world, right? There are different things that are manifestations of the world, and yes, having a lot of children, having a lot of property, having very beautiful wives, or having big cars and mansions, and having a great position and status, these are all manifestations of the world. And one needs to avoid being attached to these things, and especially having an attachment to these things, which lead one to be neglectful of the Almighty Allah. So, for example, nobody is saying that we should not have a nice car to drive, you know, but of course, within the means, within moderation, and of course, without going into extravagance and israf and this unnecessary luxury. Of course, this unnecessary luxury is something which is promoted and pushed by the, you know, Western culture that is trying to dominate the rest of the world. And matter of fact, when you look at Western culture, the things that are promoted are a attachment to the world, attachment to material things, attachment to the physical realm, to this body, to the very physical pleasures, whether it's food or drink or other kind of carnal desires. We see that they really push us towards those kind of attachments towards the world and this dunya and this materialistic aspect of the world. And here, of course, we realize that based upon our discussion in this episode, is that the more we are connected to the world and the more we have an attachment towards these worldly material things, the more we end up being negligent of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the provider of sustenance. And really, the more that we become negligent of the Almighty Allah, then our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also becomes weak. And of course, in turn, our connection to the spiritual realm becomes weak. And so all in all, this detachment from the world can help us to connect to the spiritual realm, and this attachment to the world will actually break our connection to this spiritual realm. And of course, all of this is based upon ubudiyah, right? If you are a real abid, a real servant, a real worshiper, one who is truly obedient to the Almighty Allah, then they're not going to be distracted by things that are part of this materialistic world. And they will try to make sure that their attention and their focus is all on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allah, la ilaha siwa, la tuha.